What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Christoph Lewis Podcast, Create Your Career. This is Contemplation with me, Christoph, number 72, episode number 187. If you're new to the podcast, thank you so much for being here. There are two segments within this podcast, hence the contemplation being number 72 and the total episodes being 187. I have contemplations where it's just me and I contemplate thoughts and things that I've experienced in my life and talk with other people on the podcast or within social media realm and want to share with you. And then the second half is the conversations where I interview a guest, and that is me giving a real live breathing example of somebody going out there and crushing it for themselves, but that they are helping somebody else as well. You can find this podcast on all podcast applications and on christophlewis.com/podcast. And you can find me on Instagram at Christoph Lewis. And now it's time for the book challenge, and I'm reading one book a week for a year. I'm doing this because I used to be a bad reader, or at least that's what I thought. So I challenged myself and I'm holding myself to it. And so far it's been great. I'm on book number 34. Last week I read Rise, 3 Practical Steps for Advancing Your Career, Standing Out as a Leader and Liking Your Life by Patty Azzarello. And I will say that this book was the book I needed to read at this exact moment in my life, in my career. And it's funny how that happens, but I think that happens for a reason, because if you say out loud what you want to do, what you want to be good at, and the things that you're trying to achieve and accomplish in your life, people recognize that and are able to reciprocate that with recommendations that are tailored towards those desires. This week, I'm reading Never Split the Difference by Chris Voss, and it was another suggestion by viewers like you.
My contributions to your PBS station from viewers like you. Thank you.
Yesterday's conversation was conversation number 115 with the man, the myth, the legend, Dylan Cooper. He is the tattooed teacher, and his story is amazing. He comes from a small American town where he didn't get any help to do what he wanted to do. So he's a phenomenal story of people telling him, no, he can't do something. He can't create this outreach center for his students. He went out there. He took an entire year to get the money for the outreach center, another year to build the place with his students, and he turned something from a dump, it looked like this building was on fire practically, he turned it around into this amazing gym for the students, by the students. It's just an incredible thing. His story is amazing. I highly suggest checking out that conversation and following him on Instagram, the tattooed teacher 87. Today I'm going to speak with you about intentionally doing uncomfortable things. So let's get into it. I don't know about you guys, but I've always just tried to get better at doing things. So I think the first step, just like everything else, is identifying that you want to be better at something. And then the next step is going, well, how the heck do I do that? And a lot of times people just go, oh, I have a to-do list. I will make a to-do list and everything on the to-do list will get done. And that's always what happens. Every time you have a to-do list, everything gets done on the to-do list, right? Wrong. It is hardly ever the case. I've had to-do lists for years and I have perpetually not completed those to-do lists. So how have I thwarted that? Well, I will tell you, and I will say that the book that I just mentioned that I read last week, if y'all remember that one, has helped me combat that by having ruthless priorities. I consistently had a to-do list and just didn't get things done. So I am structuring my day a lot better now, defining what my ruthless priorities, what the things that absolutely have to get done no matter what. I put those on my list and those get done without a hitch. It goes off without a hitch every single time. Those get done because I am identifying those things. Just because you put it on a list doesn't mean it's going to get done. Intentionally doing uncomfortable things. I put things off during my work and my personal life a lot of times because I wasn't good at them. So I would make these lists. I would put things on the lists. I would be not good at some things on the lists. And the way I combat this is by volunteering or forcing myself to do what I know I'm putting off. I may struggle. I may not enjoy this task. I may hate that I force myself to do this process, but in the end, I always come out better for it. I have a to-do list. I want to get better at things. And a lot of those things I'm not doing on my to-do list, the things that I've identified as my ruthless priorities, I do them first. I am uncomfortable doing them. A lot of times they're things that I'm not good at. I don't want to do them because I need to talk to people that I don't want to talk to. Maybe I'm intimidated by them. Maybe I am whatever. It doesn't really matter. I don't want to do the thing. So I don't do the thing regardless of it being on my to-do list. So it turns out to be like a list that I've just now written to make myself feel better about writing a list to think I'm going to get things done. So I have things that absolutely need to get done. And if I get those things done, which I do first, which I'm uncomfortable about doing, then I can knock out the other things. But never do I wallow in things and spend time in things that just are not the things that are my ruthless priorities. If you're doing something else and it's not one of those priorities that you need to get done on your to-do list, then you're just wasting time making lists and you're wasting time, period. So don't create lists just to create lists. If you have things on your list that make you uncomfortable, the best way to not be uncomfortable about those in the future is to intentionally do the uncomfortable things first. Volunteer, quote unquote, force yourself to do what you know you're putting off. You may struggle like me. You probably won't enjoy it. But in the end, just like when you go to a workout, you don't want to go work out. You don't want to do that run. It's too cold. You're too tired. You're too whatever. But when you get done that workout and you come back, you're like, damn, I feel great. I'm so happy I did that. I feel better that I did it regardless of me not wanting to do it. So all of these things in totality, are you doing something intentionally that is uncomfortable? And you will come out on the other side much better in the end because of it. So it's time for recap. Go out there, identify the things that you don't want to do, the things that you are procrastinating on. Intentionally do those things. Intentionally do those uncomfortable things. If you're not doing something and you're just perpetually procrastinating, going out there, you're creating to-do lists and they're not to-do lists because you just never seem to get them done, stop writing to-do lists. Start identifying what you need to get done, what Patty describes in that book as a ruthless priority. Identify what that ruthless priority is and intentionally do that uncomfortable thing first and do that over and over again until you knock out your priorities and do not do something else until you do those, or you're going to be in this endless loop of never getting done your to-do list and never doing uncomfortable things and never ever getting that growth that you say that you seek. All right, my friends, thank you so much for listening. Remember, you can find me on Instagram at Christoph Lewis. You can rate 5 stars on iTunes. And the most awesome way to support the podcast is to share with as many people as possible and download every single episode. Bam, smash the subscribe button. That's always fun to say. What do they say nowadays? What are the kids saying? I'm too old for this now. I'm in my 30s. What do they say? All those young YouTubers just crushing it. Smash that subscribe button, bro. I don't know. I can't even try to be young anymore. I'm just kidding. I'm young at heart. I digress. Thank you so much for listening, but please don't only listen. You have to apply this stuff. I have fun with these episodes, but I'm as serious as all hell when I talk about this stuff. If you are already listening to this podcast, you probably want to do better in life to some aspect, right? You want to listen to these other people that I interview. You want to listen to these things, these contemplations of things that I've discovered in my life, and you feel better. Maybe this is your to-do list. Your to-do list equivalent is just listening to things that make you feel motivated and inspired, but you're never getting out there and acting. So my challenge to you today is to intentionally do the uncomfortable things that we talk about in the podcast. Get out there and apply it. It doesn't matter if you listen to all these awesome podcasts that are out there, read all these books, and just talk to awesome people. If you don't do something, they're just thoughts, and thoughts mean nothing if not acted upon. So go do good things, go forth and do good things out in this world, and have the best Tuesday ever, my friends. Thank you so much for your support. I never take it for granted, and I'll talk to you soon. See ya.